fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning. This is Peter Herbeck, and you're listening to Fire on the Earth. I want to talk today about Acts chapter 15, verse 7 through 21. It's a section we're given at the first reading at Mass today. And it's about the council that went on in Jerusalem around the issue of the conversion of the Gentiles. Some of the Jewish believers felt that it was crucial that the Gentiles who became followers of Jesus, the Messiah, should be circumcised and follow dimensions of the Jewish law. This was a big deal. What's going to happen here? Do Gentiles literally have to become Jews in the way that Jews become Jews in order to be followers of Jesus? And you see the drama that's unfolding here, and Peter's a key player, St. Peter, in Jerusalem, and James and the other apostles who are meeting. And this surrounds in part the teaching of St. Paul, because Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, and he went, and many Gentiles were coming to believe. What's a Gentile? It's a non-Jew who becomes to believe in Jesus, right? Gentile means of the nations. The nations are those beyond the Jewish people. And so here we go. Acts chapter 15. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, "My brothers, you are well aware that from early days, God made his choice among you that through my mouth, the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe." What's he referring to there? So what Peter's doing now is he's recounting what happened, even though that what happened in his own ministry and where the Lord sent him. And even though Paul is called the apostle to the Gentiles, that was his primary ministry, and Peter was primarily the apostle to the Jews, the first to take the gospel to fellow Jews. Peter was the first one to preach to the Gentiles and bring them into conversion. It's the story in chapter 10 of the Acts of the Apostles, the conversion of the soldier, the Roman soldier, Cornelius, and his household. And Peter preached to him. It's kind of a long story, which we'll touch on it, touched on in the past. We'll pick it up again sometime down the road here. But in essence, Peter proclaimed to Cornelius, who was a devout man and was a God seeker with his own heart. He had a pure heart and really wanted to know the true God. And God heard his cry, and it was that soldier, it was that man who was the first non-Jewish follower, convert of Jesus. And at the end of that chapter 10, I'll just read a few lines here from verse 42 on. Peter's now describing to Cornelius and his whole household how God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He'd worked signs and wonders. He freed those oppressed by the devil, and he was crucified and rose again. And so in verse 42, he says, and he's talking about Jesus now, he said, "And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he's the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." There's the culmination of Peter's preaching, of what he said, this is what Jesus wants us to tell you about him. He commanded us to tell you this and to give testimony that he's the one who's going to judge the living and the dead. All power belongs to him. Your future and the future of everything you see and touch is in the hands of Jesus Christ, and he will be the ultimate judge of all things. And he's come to bring forgiveness of sins to prepare you for that day, so you can stand on that day, and he can receive you as a son of God or a daughter of God. And he said, for everyone, and bear witness to the fact that everyone who believes in him will receive the forgiveness of sins. Jesus came, as I've said many times, to deal with the sin problem and a death problem. So the reading goes on. While Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit fell on them all who heard it and heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who came with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone forbid water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So this is the episode, the experience that Peter's referring to in Acts chapter 15, when they're having a discussion, argument over whether Gentiles need to become Jews, as Jews are Jews, right, to be circumcised and obey the law. And Peter explains, he said, "My brothers, you are well aware that from early days God made his voice among you, that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe." So that's what I just recorded, just what I just read to you from the story of Cornelius. That's what he's referring to. He said, "And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit just as he did us." So you see what the Lord is teaching them and what's at the center of Christianity and what's most important. Christianity is a new life in the Holy Spirit. How did the apostles know the will of God, or that the Gentiles actually became believers and that the Lord was receiving them as his followers? Because the Holy Spirit came upon them. Peter's very words from Acts chapter 10, he described it. First, the other Jews who were with Peter, who were followers of Jesus, the Messiah, when they saw the Holy Spirit come upon Cornelius and his household, think about that. You say, well, the Holy Spirit's invisible. How do they see it? Well, the Holy Spirit is known through his manifestations. And the manifestations they saw here was that the Gentiles began to speak in tongues and to extol God and to praise God in Christ. And Peter acknowledged it as well. And he said, well, how can we deny them the waters of baptism when right before our eyes, Jesus has promised in Acts chapter 1 that he came to baptize in the Holy Spirit? It's happening before our eyes. These Gentiles are being baptized in the Holy Spirit right here, right now, by God's power. It's the Lord himself who's baptizing them and drawing them to himself. It's the Lord who's sending the word of the kingdom, the gospel, into the Gentile world, beyond the Jewish community, and to the whole world, fulfilling the promise of the Old Testament that Israel would be a light to the nations, and through Israel, the whole world would be blessed. Well, the blessing through Israel comes through the Messiah, the person of Jesus Christ. And that blessing is experienced, is realized in the giving of the Holy Spirit. And so the apostles knew that in their own experience in the upper room, and those other believers on Pentecost had experienced the same thing, and then those, as the community grew, experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so they're saying, look, guys, we know this is how the Lord has brought us into his kingdom and made us his people. What distinguishes us is the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us. Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to cleanse us from sin and free us from the dominion of the devil, so that he could pour his Holy Spirit, God's own life could come and dwell within us. We become a temple of the living God. That's what Christianity is about. And Peter said, look, this is what happened to the Gentiles. They hadn't been circumcised. They weren't keeping the Jewish law. They didn't even know what it was. Yet the Lord baptized them in his Holy Spirit. This is at the heart of Christianity. This is what it is. Unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So Peter saw in Acts 10 with Cornelius that they've been baptized in the Spirit by Jesus. Now we need to baptize them in water. They're just doing that. He's doing it to obey Jesus, obey the gospel. You know, as John records for us, Jesus said, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So right before the eyes of these Jewish believers, watching the Gentiles and what Jesus was doing to them, they were saying, Jesus himself is acting now. He's chosen them. He's bringing them into the kingdom, and they're our brothers and sisters now. So now back to Acts 15 and the discussion among the apostles in Jerusalem. Peter said, and God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit, just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. This is really important. By grace you have been saved through faith. What did Jesus say to Paul in Acts chapter 26? That he wanted to bring all those in sin, to bring them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and to have them receive the forgiveness of their sins, so they can become members of the sanctified, those who are set apart for God on their way home to heaven, who are sanctified by faith. sanctification by faith. This is what Peter is saying. Why did Jesus receive them? Because their hearts were open and they believed in him. Peter preached that very word to Cornelius' household that day, that all who believe in him would have their sins forgiven. And Peter said, that's what happened. They didn't have to be circumcised first. Why then are you now putting God to the test, Peter asks his fellow apostles, by placing on the shoulders of the disciples, that is these Gentile disciples, a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear. All the laws, all the commandments, the 613 prescriptions of the Torah and the law, said we can't even faithfully keep the law, and it's a burden, and we've been set free from the law. The law doesn't save us. Christ saves us by the new law of the Holy Spirit that's in our hearts, a new power and capacity to love and live the heart of the law, which is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, why should we put this yoke upon them? Jesus didn't. Jesus gave him the kingdom. Jesus gave him the Holy Spirit. He said, on the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, in the same as they. So the grace of the Lord Jesus, what is grace? A gift. Put the word gift in there. We are saved through the gift of the Lord Jesus. Salvation is a gift. We don't earn it. It's not the result of our willpower or all of our successful deeds and accomplishments in this world. Salvation is God's gift to us. And we'll see tomorrow, Jesus talks about fruit bearing. This salvation, this free gift is meant to bear fruit. This faith that receives Jesus, you'll know if it's real, if it's actually bearing fruit in acts and deeds of love. So Peter again says, so the whole assembly fell silent and they listened while Paul and Barnabas described the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. So Peter, at first the apostles were arguing with Paul and they didn't want to hear Paul's argument for the Gentiles. They expected them, the Gentiles, to become like the Jews in terms of circumcision and paying attention to the law. Peter intervened. Peter stood up. Peter was the senior man in the moment. Peter was especially set apart by God, and here's his authority. He's exercising that authority. He says, now listen, brothers, you remember what happened with Cornelius and my experience there, and we've accepted that. Now, Paul and Barnabas are telling us nothing different. They're telling us exactly how this word has spread even more to the Gentiles through powers of and signs and wonders. So let's listen to them. And then after they had fallen silent, James responded, one of the apostles who was leading the Jerusalem community at the time. He said, my brothers, listen to me. Simeon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. This is what God's after, that the whole world would come to know him. Then he goes on to say, it is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he has been read in the synagogue and every Sabbath. So that was the command that came forth from the Jerusalem council and the community there that went to the whole Gentile world, and it impacts you. Let's talk about this more tomorrow. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.